PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the final lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for the words formal and fret. At the City Museum, a meat-filled robbery is going down. Eventually.
Would you please stop fretting and steal something? The suspense is killing me.
Hey, help me out, buddy. Out of all this stuff, what's worth the most money?
You're asking me to help you figure out what you should steal?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Great. Take this one.
Thanks.
A few moments later.
What?
Nothing. Nice vase.
You clumsy oaf.
Oh, that was the most expensive vase in the whole museum! And it was mine! All mine!
Wait, you're fretting over that vase. Ha!
What do you mean by ha?
That vase wasn't expensive at all. It came free with the purchase of 4 boxes of Snappy Snaps.
What? Seriously?
Yes, well, you probably wouldn't be such a ridiculous criminal if you were an expert on valuable things like me. Why, I can walk into any room and instantly pick out the most valuable thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Huh. Hot dog harness!
Hey.
No. Oh, dear.
My Ilstrong.
Come on, we got a couple of errands to run.
Meanwhile, in the Botsford backyard.
Okay, so guess what fun activity we've got planned for the first annual Botsford Kids Paint the Fence Day.
Painting the fence.
You're both right. This year, we're going to go from tan to khaki. Sassy. Okay, so here's the deal. TJ, you paint one side of the fence. Becky, you paint the other. First one done wins. Are you ready? Okay, so I'm going to go into the house now and make one of those ships in a bottle.
But I really need to.
So feel free to paint however you want. I won't be watching. You could even leave here, go do something else all day, and then come back and paint later. It doesn't matter to me. Now go!
Oh, well, that was easy.
You're toast, Becky. I'm gonna walk all over you. Or should I say paint all over you? Ha ha. Yeah!
Looks like we're too late.
Hey, you think?
I'm guessing the butcher.
Yes, and he stole the most valuable item in the whole museum, the ancient porcupine vase.
We'll bring the butcher to justice. Don't fret.
How can I not? That porcupine vase is priceless. Not like that horrible monkey vase I tricked him with before. I actually had the butcher thinking that hideous thing was worth something.
The one that came free with Snappy Snaps?
That's the one. But this time, the butcher came in with a gentleman who knew that the porcupine vase was the most valuable object here.
A gentleman?
Yes, thin mustache, rude, wrapped up in hot dogs. Sounded a little like this.
I can pick out the most valuable things.
Wow, that sounds exactly like Reginald, the guy from the jewelry store.
Thank you.
Reginald could be in trouble. We have to find them.
Why are you looking at me?
We know you know where the butcher went.
Maybe.
Look, even if I do know, I can't tell you. We have a formal way of doing things, and they don't involve me just telling you stuff.
Oh, sure. Well, formal means official, following the usual rules. Like how it's formal for me to define the words in every episode.
Yes, and it's formal for you to follow the script and not look to me to give you shortcuts.
Okay, okay.
All right. Meanwhile, at the store you buy gold... Wait, we're supposed to switch scenes before I say... Oh, man.
Sorry about that.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Meanwhile, at you buy gold...
All right, so what's the most valuable thing in here?
Well, it's hard to tell. There's so much junk around here.
Well, that's just your opinion, sir.
Yes, and it'd be your opinion, too, if you knew something valuable when you saw it.
All right! There's nothing in the store that you like. We get it. Now, can you please find something valuable before Word Girl gets here?
You know, for a powerful supervillain, you sure do fret a lot.
I do not!
Do you even know what fret means?
I do not!
Yes.
Fret means to worry!
Word Girl!
Like Reginald was fretting that I was never going to save him. And you, Butcher, were fretting that I was going to come to put an end to your robbery.
No, I wasn't. Mostly because I don't even know what I'm stealing yet.
That.
Seriously?
Yes. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ugh, yikes.
All right, enough. Just take what you're going to take and get out of here, please.
Okay. Ham-gumblers!
Hey, I thought Hamalanche was your formal ham attack.
Yeah, just trying something new. Come on.
Great job, Word Girl.
That didn't sound sincere.
I wasn't.
Later, in the Botsford backyard...
Oh, you still sound upset.
I don't want to talk about it.
So, Bob, we really need to figure out where the butcher is going to strike next.
Hey, nice to see you back. As you can see, I'm about halfway done. You know what that means?
Yes, that you're going to win.
No, it means that I'm going to win.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but the winner gets to say it.
Whatever, I'm not going to fret. I still have time to... go. I'll be back.
This would be a lot easier if you brought me to places with less garbage.
Hey!
Please! Valuable thing! Now!
There's the fretting again. He's a fretter.
Yeah, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, stop yelling. That hideous platinum tire iron over there is worth more than every car on this lot put together. And trust me, that's not saying much.
Hey, and it could be yours if you'd take a look at one of the vehicles here. Everything's on sale, everything you see.
No, we're all set, thanks. All right, let's go.
Hey, why don't you stick around for a little while longer?
Because I don't want you to catch me.
I know, I was trying to be snappy.
Oh. Well, you know what else is snappy? Sausage!
Yeah, walked right into that one.
All right, let's go. I'm taking you to a place where you won't spend all your time insulting everything in the store.
Another bang-up job, Word Girl.
Right, stay focused. So what do you think the butcher meant when he said he was going to a store where Reginald wouldn't spend time insulting everything? Any chance you'd just let us tell us a thing?
I'm not saying a thing.
Great. So how are we going to figure out where they went? You did? Awesome!
Wait, where are you going? It doesn't say in my script. Oh, well, this is just great. Later at... Oh, Reginald's jewelry store. I get it.
Yeah, pretty smart of me, right?
Well, a monkey just figured it out.
Aw, man.
That's right. Great work, Huggy. You see, this is the one place where Reginald wouldn't insult anything because it's his store.
Think they got it. So are you finally going to do something, Missy, or do I have to stand here and watch everything in my store get stolen?
Too late! Hamburger Hurricane! I gonna yell? Hey, this is a fair punishment.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound right. Right, Huggy. Okay, so the authorities can take it from here. We have a fence to paint.
Pick me up again.
Hey, Becky, get ready to taste defeat. Don't get all defensive.
Sorry, I'm just fretting over whether I should use my super speed or not. I know that would be cheating, but I don't see any other way we can...
Done! I win! Yeah!
Oh, great. Never going to hear the end of this one.
Well, Becky, I have just one thing to say.
Here we go.
Paint up!
What?
Come on! Now let's paint your half. Done!
Wow. You know, TJ, I have to admit, I thought you were going to gloat endlessly about your victory. I never thought you'd help me out like that.
I didn't do it for you.
Oh.
And there's plenty of time for me to rub my awesome victory in your face. But for now, 3, 2, and 1.
I know I said I wasn't going to watch, but, well, I finished with my ship in a bottle earlier than I thought. Turns out it's much harder than it looks. Anyway, I saw what you kids just did together, and, well, oh, I was going to declare a formal winner and give you a not very interesting prize. But I'm so proud of you guys that I'm taking you both out for ice cream! Come on!
See? TJ's got this all figured out.
Impressive.
And so, once again, I get to make the formal announcement that Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face are victorious. Don't fret, fair viewer, because more adventure and excitement is coming your way next time in another spectacular episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is collection. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Phil!
Collection means a group of objects gathered by a person?
Correct!
Whatever, none of those collections is anywhere near as cool as my collection of hand-drawn Word Girl comics.
Is that you dressed as Huggy?
Sure is.
Okay, I'm not going to ask any more questions. Phil, you are today's winner! Huggy, show him what he's won! An official Word Girl supercharged trampoline! Huggy? Well, I'm sure he's fine. That's it for today's episode. Are you okay? Oh, good to hear. Okay, then. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Listen for the words. Dedicate. And calamity. Just another beautiful Friday at school.
Everybody, okay, settle down. As you all know, the playground was severely damaged last weekend when a battle between the Whammer and Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, rolled through the grounds. What a calamity.
Becky?
Yes, Violet?
What is a calamity?
Yeah, a calamity is another word for a big disaster. The battle between Chuck and the Whammer was a calamity because it destroyed the playground.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyhoozle, have no fear because I know how we can get the playground looking as good as new. Want to hear my plan?
Are we going to put on an art show?
No. Anyone else? Okay. Here's how it works. This weekend, everyone will collect as much recyclable material as they can. Then on Monday, we'll take it to the recycling center and use the money they give us to buy all new playground equipment.
Wow!
Here's the best part. Whoever collects the most recyclable items will have the new playground renamed and dedicated in their honor.
Wow! Whoever wins will be remembered forever.
They'll be a hero to the school, the Becky Botsford Playground. Oh, I like the sound of that.
Oh, Becky, you might as well get used to calling it the Theodore McAllister III Playground, because I will win, and that is what it will be called when they dedicate it to me.
Now that would be a calamity.
Over the weekend, everyone gets into the fundraising spirit.
Not only is this recycling plan helping the school earn money, it's also helping clean up the city.
Yeah, and it would be so great to have something dedicated to honor Becky Botsford for once instead of Word Girl.
Oh, Becky, you shouldn't compare yourself to Word Girl. She's a superhero and you're just a normal kid.
Oh, yeah, I mean, what was I thinking? How are you doing, Violet?
I can't believe someone was gonna throw this away. Oh, it's so pretty.
A few blocks away, Toby and his robots are determined to win the contest.
Go, robots! Recycle like the wind!
It'll all be worth it when we invite Word Girl to be my guest at the Theodore McAllister III Playground.
Monday, back at school, all the hard-working students are ready to see who collected the most recyclable material.
Oh, this is so exciting, Bob. I sure hope we collected enough to win.
Oh, very pretty, Violet. Where's the rest?
I probably could have collected more, but this was the right amount for this piece. I have no regrets.
Okay, well, every bit helps. Scoops? Hey, not too shabby, Scoops. Looks like you're currently in first place.
Thanks, Ms. Davis.
Looks like we have a new leader.
Current leader, Todd Scoops Ming.
My turn!
Oh, my goodness, Becky! As of right now, you, young lady, are in first place. Looks like we'll all soon be playing on the Becky Botsford Playground. Correction? I mean the Becky and Bob Botsford Playground.
Well, Bob and I don't care about awards or attention. We just want to do our part for the school. But if they dedicate an awesome new playground in my name, that would be really cool.
Becky, for the record, how bad do you want this win? And how much did having a playground dedicated in your name keep you motivated?
The story is over here, Scoops.
Wow, look at all that.
Well, you know, you...
Hey, that's no fair. He can't use robots.
I didn't hear anyone say that I couldn't use robots. Did you, Ms. Davis? After all, we were doing good by cleaning up the city.
Oh, I suppose I didn't make a no robots rule.
Hooray! It looks like I win. Like I knew I would.
Not so fast. You still have to weigh your stuff.
Okay, I'll play along. Let me just say that everyone will be welcome at the Theodore McAllister III Playground. As long as they bow to my every whim. Oh, I really deserve this honor.
Ah, will you look at that? We have a tie for first place between Becky and Toby.
But this can't be!
What a calamity.
I guess we could either dedicate the playground to both of you and call it the Toby and Becky Playground, which would be kind of cool because your names would be next to each other forever.
No!
Okay, I hear ya. Or we could have a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
We definitely need a tiebreaker.
Yeah. Okay, then. I'll give you each 1 hour. Whoever comes back here with the most recyclables is gonna be the winner. Okay, now we're waiting for them. I'm gonna take a nap, and you guys think about what we're gonna do with our lives.
I will not be beaten by a child of lesser intelligence. No, no. Now it's time for my robots and I to put the fun in fundraiser.
Becky?
Yeah? What?
Doesn't that sound like a job for someone you know? Word Girl?
Maybe, but wouldn't it be a bigger calamity if Toby wins the recycling contest and they dedicate the playground to him?
Well...
Of course it would! That's why Bob and I have to win this.
Help! The robot thinks my car is recyclable!
See? I told you so.
Oh, you're right. Come on, Bob. Duty calls. Word up! Oh, no! What a calamity! Right there, Toby!
Word girl! I mean, word girl, how lovely to see you.
You're collecting stuff that people are still using. It's not ready to be recycled.
Well, it's just too bad you didn't get here sooner. I've already sent my robots to school. I'm going to win, and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
Oh, yeah?
Back at school, everyone is gathered for the final weigh-in.
The hour is almost up, so if neither of them show up soon, I think we'll be looking at the Becky and Toby playground. Or should it be the Toby and Becky playground? Thoughts? What was that?
Robots!
Robots!
If those robots think I'm gonna count that vehicle, they are mistaken, and I'll say that to their face.
Word girl!
Good thing you're here, word girl, because I was just about to do something. You can ask anybody.
Thanks, word girl.
No! I must win! Robots, put your items on the scale now!
Whack! Wham! Yeah! Well, that's what I would do.
Yay! Oh, dear. My robots!
First up, I think I need to thank Word Girl for saving the day.
Yay!
And I want Toby to promise that he will never use robots to do his work again. Will you do that for me, Toby?
No, I won't do that.
Yeah, well, I thought you might say that. Mrs. McAllister!
Oh, hello, Mother. What brings you here? Did I leave my lunch at home again? I'm so forgetful sometimes. Ow, 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 ow! You don't know the whole story! Those aren't my robots! Ow!
Okay, and now I am super duper thrilled to announce that the winner of the recycling fundraiser is...
Becky Botsford, Becky Botsford, Becky Botsford!
Word girl!
What? Oh... I mean, that's great and everything, but wasn't the playground supposed to be dedicated to the person who collected the most recyclables?
Yes! Just look at all the scrap metal you collected!
Oh, well, that's great! Yay!
I demand a speech!
Speech? Terrific idea!
Oh, I don't really know what to say.
You can start by telling everyone what the word dedicate means. Because I now dedicate this as the official Word Girl playground.
Oh, well, okay. Dedicate means to name something after a person to honor or remember them. In this case, by naming the new playground after someone, you're dedicating the playground to them.
Exactly. And we're dedicating this playground to you for saving the city from Toby's robots and collecting the most recyclable material.
Yay!
Ooh, all right! Yay! Thank you, thank you. Thank you. This playground is really for everyone, and I know it'll be a great place for kids to play for years to come!
Yay!
All right!
And so, once again, Word Girl saved the city from the calamity caused by Toby's robots, and will get the new playground dedicated in her name. I can't wait to swing on the swings at the new Word Girl playground. Be sure to join us for the next exciting adventure of Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word collection. Ready to play the bonus round?
Okay.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for collection.
Give it a shot, Phil.
I think it's number 2. That's a pretty impressive collection of awards.
If there's anyone out there who'd like to publish an awesome comic...
No, thanks! Phil, you're our bonus round winner! Show him what he's won, Huggy! An official Word Girl mystery package! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word!
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on pbskidsgo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!